The Spanish government announced a new budget for 2013, which plans to cut 40 billion euro in spending. Ministry budgets were slashed by nearly 9% for the year, and public sector wages have been frozen for a third year in a row. The austerity budget is part of the country's efforts to avoid an international bailout, and officials say they hope it will pull the nation out of its economic crisis. Charles Collins reports.
The new budget, called by officials a crisis budget, was hammered out in a six-hour cabinet meeting. It will be presented to the parliament on Saturday, but a vote is not expected until after weeks of debate. Spain is struggling with a recession, and its unemployment rate is at 25%, which is much higher among young people. Besides the most severe budget cuts in Spain's modern history, the budget increases the value-added tax and makes structural reforms which are aimed at jump-starting economic growth. The government is also planning to announce a pension reform before the end of the year, but Finance Minister Cristobal Montoro Romero, speaking through a translator, told reporters pensions would be protected from the worst of the cuts.
We also have measures to improve the situation in relation to retirement age, pensions, etc. The public sector pensions are of capital importance, and before the end of the year, they will be analyzed within the sphere of the Toledo Pact and the proposal, the recommendation made by the European Council will be included.
The big question remaining is whether Spain's 17 autonomous regions will do their part. They have not yet presented their own budgets and must find 5 billion euros in savings to meet budget targets. The regions account for half of total government spending, and regional authorities have resisted the austerity measures backed by the central government. I'm Charles Collins.